361-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Arlington at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join. Jump on board as we're confronting issues, facing issues each and every day on this broadcast. Issues that I believe ought to be understood, recognized, and looked at from a central biblicist worldview. Do you realize if we were to watch things, look at things, and analyze things today, with all the declensions that's taking place, the deception and the delusion that we see covering the airways and taking place in America and around the globe, if we were to look at it simply from a secular standpoint, it would cause grave harm, I believe. It would cause us to be depressed, discouraged, and simply have no interest in being involved. But I believe if we analyze things and look at them through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, we can see the hand of God at work. We can see the biblical text leaping off the pages and coming to fruition. This is the reason I say each and every day, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the truth book, the Bible. I never forget less than 100 years ago in Sunday school and vacation Bible school, back when I was a little tight, we'd sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. And may I say to you, that ought to be the book for everyone tuned in today, the Bible. We need to tune in, looking at, analyzing, prayerfully considering what God's Word says about issues today and each and every day. We're talking about today a serious, I believe, a serious issue. Follow the money. Follow the money. If you want to know what's taking place politically, follow the money. If you want to know what is happening in the U.S. House and the Senate, you want to know what's happening with COVID, and we'll talk about that extensively today, follow the money. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very, very clear. It warns us, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10. Let me go back and read a portion of that. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, the Bible does not say the love of money is bad, or the love of money, or money is bad, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. We live in a society today when there are many, 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 many things taking place. And may I say to you, society today, we have witnessed the scene where we have the revelation about the daily breaking stories of politicians and others that are taking bribes, that are taking cars and homes and trips and gold bars even, special vacations in exchange for selling out America. I believe we need to understand that is taking place on a rampant scale. I'm looking at a headline, jurors handed huge bags of cash to say that the COVID fraud suspects are innocent. Dateline June 4th, 2024. A wrinkle suddenly has appeared in the federal case in Minnesota in which the federal government alleges seven defendants stole millions of dollars of COVID aid funds intended for the federal child nutrition program through the Feeding of Our Future charity. And they bought cars and homes and vacations. Delivered to the home of one juror, hearing the evidence, was a bag containing $120,000 in cash, along with instructions on how to vote for acquittal. The question is asked in this article, is the American court system corrupted nationwide? This article further states, they allegedly delivered few, if any, meals, talking about this organization, the Child Nutrition Program, Feeding Our Future Charity, is the name of it. They allegedly delivered very few meals. The wrinkle happened over the weekend when juror number 52 arrived home to find that someone had dropped off a gift bag containing $120,000 in cash with a promise of more money if she moved to find the defendants in the case not guilty. The 23-year-old, however, opted to call law enforcement immediately, according to the report, as a result of seven defendants accused of using charity to steal $41 million in federal aid meant to go forward feeding children in need were rearrested immediately, end quote. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about follow the money, follow the money. And as we look at this issue today, I believe we need to understand, you go back to the biblical text, you find that it was money, 30 pieces of silver, that Barabbas betrayed Jesus. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil, the Bible says. And all we need to do is wake up, look up, smell the coffee, watch what is taking place, and understand that it literally, this issue of love, the love of money, literally, I believe, permeates all of what we see happening out of the Beltway in Washington, both sides of the aisle, all of what we have witnessed in the past 4 years in the Biden family cabal, and we'll talk about that today, all that we have witnessed in the past 3 years or better in relationship to the COVID pandemic and the multitudes of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars that were stolen, handed out, doled out by the federal government, and utilized as basic bribes, payoffs for the medical profession, for doctors and nurses, hospitals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about that today. And lest I forget it, right after the monologue, our telephone lines will be open. We invite your call. We invite you to talk about it. Ask the question about it. Do you believe that we can follow the money and discover what is taking place with COVID? Follow the money, discover what is happening in relationship to the rules, regulations, the laws passed in the Washington Beltway. Locally, can we say that is possible? Can we say it's possible on a state level? I think so, personally. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we look at the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible gives us a declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible makes a declaration, the truth of the Lord endures forever. And yet we live in a society that wants to deny truth, reject truth, bifurcate truth, undermine truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But I want us to understand truth matters. Even in Oregon, truth matters. I'm looking at a picture sent to me by one of our listeners and a friend of the family from Oregon. It's looks like about an 18-wheeler truck with a big canvas on the back of the truck, and big letters that says truth matters, and subpoints under the 2000mules.com and truththevote.com. Even on the left coast, there are those that believe truth matters. And I want us to understand truth does matter. And it doesn't make any difference if you deny it, reject it, refuse it. Truth does matter. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made this statement in part out of his headline, said, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And in a two-page article, portion of it states this, quoting former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There is no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America. The prevailing view in America even in our Christian churches, Dement said. And ladies and gentlemen, more and more each and every day, we're witnessing the millennial age group, 18 to 35 year old age group, taking positions of leadership spiritually, societally, militarily, politically, moving into the slot of being in control in every aspect of American life. And yet a frightening article, headline, "Most Younger Americans Say There's No Absolute Truth." The article starts out then, Merriam-Webster of late says truth is the body of real things, real evidence, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case, quote, facts. But this article also states in the latest survey, 55% of the 18 to 35-year-old age group say each person determines their own version of truth and state there's no such thing as absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this article reads, the number of Americans who say there's no absolute truth is alarmingly high. It goes on to state, the loss of truth has grave consequences for our communities, justice, a sense of purpose, and mental health. I'm not aware of any civilization that has abandoned the reality of truth to this extent and yet survived. The good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can make a difference. If there ever was a time to stand for truth, this writer says, it is now. And I second that, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we need to stand for truth. I go back to the quotation from the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, love the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. I challenge us on this broadcast at this point every day to be willing to stand and defend the truth. Now I know you can get in some heated debates when you stand on truth. You can have those that will turn their backs and walk away if you defend the truth. If you defend the truth theologically, doctrinally, and biblically, there'll be those that will deny it, reject it, bifurcate the truth, stand against the truth. In fact, we'll be talking about a subject on tomorrow's broadcast. What about Pride Month? And when we talk about things like the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that's being promulgated by the federal government, state governments, local governments, and even by some denominations and Christians embracing it and celebrating it. What's it all about? What is Pride Month? What do you find an answer? I think that we do in the scripture. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I want you to know in advance, so you tune in, tell others to tune in. We'll be quite forthright with our position as to what Christian conservatives and patriots need to do and how we need to stand on that question. What about Pride Month that we've been inundated with now for the past several years, making June Pride Month? What does it mean? What does it connote? What is it filled with? What does it do to the morals, ethics, and values in our society? So let's go back to the truth. Let's stand for truth, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. And the knowledgeable staff is operating each and every day at Tools for Time to answer your call, answer your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing at the top of that flagpole. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, follow the money. Follow the money. We're talking about that today. Our telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion about the issue of the day. We'd love to hear your comments. What do you think? Should we follow the money? Does the money have any basic, paper trail as to what is taking place and what is going on in society, especially when it comes to what is happening in the House and the Senate and how they vote and what they do? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. House Republicans allege the Biden family members received millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities in new bank records report. The House Oversight Chairman James Comer laid out new details to support the allegations that the members of the Joe Biden's family, including his son Hunter, received hundreds of millions of dollars in payments from foreign entities in China, Romania, Russia, etc., etc., when Biden was vice president and beyond. The new bank records cited in the memo were obtained by the committee through a subpoena and include payments made to companies tied to Hunter Biden. The Republicans also alleged that Hunter Biden used his familial connections, that's family connections, to help facilitate a meeting in 2016 between the Siberian running for U.S. United Nations Secretary General and then National Security Advisor to the Vice President of that nation. The foreign payment raises questions about Hunter Biden's business activities while his father was vice president. Further, the article states, Comer has suggested that Biden may have been improperly influenced by the financial dealings, particularly by his family's foreign business partners and engagements. Ladies and gentlemen, we've all witnessed some of the hearings. We've all witnessed some of the allegations. We've all seen some of the documentation and what is said. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, without any question, Joe Biden is guilty of treason. Treason against the United States of America. Joe Biden is president, and the entire Biden family cabal, I believe, are guilty of treason. Selling out America for hundreds of millions of dollars. Joe Biden and the family, his family, according to the U.S. House investigation, are guilty of setting up dozens and dozens, may I say again, dozens of shell corporations. In fact, they bragged about the fact they had so many shell corporations. If it's ever found out about, if it's ever there an attempt to investigate, it would take dozens of years to get to the bottom of that paper trail of where the money went, where it came from, who received the funds. But ladies and gentlemen, the point that we're discussing today is following the money. We're going to trickle down to a main point that I want to talk about and would love to hear from you about this total scenario. And that is, what motivated Sir Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, what motivated him to do what he did in lying and lying and lying some more to the general public? And at the same time, millions around the globe, some 17 million is the latest number, died from the COVID vaccination. What motivated Anthony Fauci and his constituents to lie about the origin of COVID? What motivated Anthony Fauci to lie about the efficacy of the big pharma vaccination? What motivated Anthony Fauci to lie about the 6 foot social distancing? What motivated Anthony Fauci to continue to stand and lie and lie and lie again when he was the face, he became the face of COVID for 3+ years? What motivated him to do that? We're going to talk about that today. We have some documents that point out to us the reality of what Anthony Fauci was paid by Big Pharma. We'll talk about that. And also we need to understand that it's not just Anthony Fauci, but the one that sits in the Oval Office today that is the face of the most powerful position around the globe. And that's the presidency of the United States of America. But yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, these big wheels, as I at one time called them, they're involved in the selling of America. I'm looking at the headline. The Bidens now have five new scandals to address. It's dated June 3rd, 2024. Few in America aren't familiar with the Biden clan scandals. The allegations family members were taking bribes from foreign entities for access to Joe Biden. The Hunter Biden gun and tax charges, the money that came from the foreign groups to many of Joe Biden's family members, and of course the sex and drug rings binges that are documented from Hunter Biden in his laptop computer that he abandoned at a repair shop. Those are in addition to the obvious evidence Joe Biden's diminishing capabilities, as noted in a report compiled by the Federal Special Counsel investigating Biden's decision to take secret government documents to which he was not entitled and hid them in his own private office, in his garage, and other places. By the way, his documents, classified documents, were hidden, some in open sight, five different locations. His home was not raided. The FBI did not come with guns loaded with an authorization to shoot to kill, as in the home of President Donald J. Trump. This just come to light that the FBI was given authority through the DOJ and through the FBI headquarters when they raided Mar-a-Lago, the home of President Donald J. Trump. They were given the authorization to use deadly force. That means shoot to kill. What if Donald Trump had been present? What if he had gone to the door with a weapon in his hand, as would only be normal when your home is being broken into and you do not know the source? What would have happened? This article continues. The organization documented on Monday that the network, following their consistent pattern of refusing to report on other conflicts facing the Bidens, likely won't be reported on the newest level. Is everything about Biden administration scandalous? That's a question that this writer asked. My answer is absolutely yes. The article further states the first is that the New York Post confirmed that Hunter Biden's used his dad's appearance at a Sandy Hook shooting memorial event to coordinate a previously unknown planned meeting between the former vice president and Chinese business partner. This would tie the Biden family even closer to the Chinese interest, who may not be friendly to the U.S. Previously, Hunter and others, through Joe Biden, have been linked to Chinese investment cash, including once where Hunter Biden threatened a Chinese company with the wrath of his father if they did not submit the payment immediately. And he goes on to talk about the documents that have been compiled, the proof that's been compiled that Joe Biden has been selling America out to China, Romania, Iran, Russia, and I could go on and on and on. This article concludes with some thoughts. The newly revealed text between Hunter Biden and Liu, that's L-I-U, came after several months of back and forth over the Biden clan's involvement in a deal with the CEFC, which has ties to the Chinese government, in exchange for a cool $10 million per year. Yeah, let me read that again. They were extorting Chinese businessmen for $10 million a year in order for those Chinese businessmen, the Chinese Communist Party businessmen, to have access through the Oval Office through Joe Biden. This article concludes. Second, the report said, was documented released by the White House Ways and Means Committee that shows Hunter Biden lied under oath to Congress in his February 28th deposition. And ladies and gentlemen, had that been Donald J. Trump, they would already be in the process of trying to put him in prison for the rest of his natural life. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Do you believe that it is necessary for we the people to insist that we follow the money trail and follow the money to find out what's taking place when it comes to any politician, any political office, any political organization, any bifurcation of that organization and being sent out to NGOs, non-government organizations to carry out the task? Should we be concerned that America is being sold to the highest bidder, and the end result, it redounds to the destruction of the foundation of our nation? Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the foundations of America being absolutely eviscerated and totally destroyed. I believe it's time that we recognize what is taking place. The scripture says in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. You've heard me say before, and I'll say again, I believe we're in a national state of mourning as a result of what we see taking place. And the bottom line is the love of money. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. The word evil, there comes from the little Greek word poneros, means bad, wicked. It is talking about that which is not good. And the end result is not good for America today to see what is taking place in that realm. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that we have prestigious colleges and universities today that's being overrun by the Islamic jihadist, and those that are the Marxist, socialist, communist movement, have you paused to wonder why this all of a sudden has erupted on a national, international scale? Have you paused to wonder what is the source? It's the M-O-N-E-Y, follow the money trail, and we can understand it better what is taking place. Do you realize with these prestigious colleges and universities, they're taking in, listen, not thousands, not millions, they're taking in collectively billions of dollars annually from the Islamic jihadist and the Chinese Communist Party. Do you realize today, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that the presidents of these colleges and universities will not take a stand for Israel, will not take a stand for America, will not take a stand against the Chinese Communist Party, will not take a stand against the Islamic jihadist, is simply because of the billions of dollars pouring into their coffers from these international thugs that's now in control of the educational system in America. I believe, and you may disagree, by the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts? What are your opinions? Do you believe that there's a problem with the payoffs in America? Do you believe that that payoff system now has infiltrated every aspect of society and American life, political life, social life, military life, medical and educational life? But ladies and gentlemen, going back to the educational systems today, they have departments of Chinese culture. They have departments teaching Islamic jihadists, if you please. They have total departments in these prestigious universities and colleges today that the colleges and university presidents are hanging on to and allowing now the students that have been indoctrinated and weaponized. These students are taking the stand, ravaging the buildings, blocking the entrances, camping out on the campuses, and demanding death to America and death to Israel, and it's being tolerated in the United States of America. Why is that so? Because of the M-O-N-E-Y that's attached thereto. It's follow the money. It's the love of money that's the root of all, not some, but all evil. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that we live in a day that we're witnessing the inability of these universities to have a backbone to stand up against these so-called Palestinian movements. Ladies and gentlemen, if you say Palestinian, there's no such ethnic group as Palestinians, but they're talking about the Islamic jihadist and taking a stand for that Islamic jihadist movement that will, according to the demographers, will inundate America, and by 2050, we will have an Islamically controlled United States of America. We're watching the budding of that, but it all is sourced back to the M-O-N-E-Y, the money, that's the root of all evil. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we're coming back. We're trickling down, and we'll get down to the fact of what Sir Anthony Fauci is taking as far as money that caused all of what we saw in the pandemic called COVID. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park.